Hey guys. So one of my favorite verses is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. That's one of those happy verses that we recite when we want to remind ourselves that God is on our side. But in context, in Jeremiah 25-29, it wasn't such a happy verse. The Israelites had just been told that as a result of their idolatry and as a result of their sinning, they were in for 70 years of captivity under the foreign reign of Babylon. And then God comes in and has this little quote. And they were probably a little bit annoyed that God was saying that. And I can kind of relate in my journey from Chicago to here. Now, I'm not saying in any way that UCA is any kind of captivity or is any sort of punishment for my sins. But what I am saying is that regardless of the situation, it's a really hard thing to pick up everything that you know and love and go to a place that you're unfamiliar. You don't know the people. You don't know the systems. And that's what God had done to me. I was leaving my old school. I was leaving a great basketball program, which, for those of you who don't know, I really like basketball. I was leaving my friends, who I had a great time with, a lot of freedom with. I was leaving easy classes that I could kind of skate through. I didn't have to do very much, and I could get easy A's. And I was leaving teachers that loved me. The Israelites, they were leaving their home for generations. They were leaving their houses, and they were leaving their jobs, and they were leaving their schools. They were leaving everything. Now for me, my dad had gotten a new job. For the Israelites, God was telling them to go. But it's still a hard thing to do. God was saying, leave all your plans. Leave your basketball. Leave your friends. Leave your teachers. Leave your school. Leave the life that you had behind. And that was a hard thing for me to do. I had to trust God. That was hard for me, specifically because trust meant that I was giving up control. I was uncomfortable, but God wants us to be uncomfortable. And why should I trust a God who wants me to be uncomfortable? But the problem was with me. I didn't understand why did I have to leave a place where I was happy, I was content, and go to a place where I would be unsure, I would be stressed. And the Israelites didn't realize why we had to go until we left. And now that I'm here, I realize that at my old school, I wasn't being who I wanted to be. I was manipulating teachers to get what I wanted. When I was with my friends, I was reckless, I was disrespectful, I was insubordinate, and when we were together, all rational thought was gone. And I was messing around and doing stuff with girls that I shouldn't have been doing. I shouldn't have been even hanging out with them. And the Israelites, they were adulterating with other gods, and they were sinning. And neither of us had a relationship with God. We had grown complacent. We were happy where we were. We were comfortable. And the problem with that, the problem with being comfortable, is that we start to rely on ourselves. We tend to rely on ourselves when we're comfortable. And the problem with that is that I'm an imperfect human being. I'm sinful. So when I'm relying on myself, I'm all of a sudden coming up with a plan that's imperfect. And that's why God wants us uncomfortable. God wants us uncomfortable so we rely on Him, which also happens to be uncomfortable. Everyone in this room, you, me, the teachers, the adults, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors, we're all worthless sinners. We're worthy of nothing except for God's wrath. Yet He stands and He beckons, come back to Me. For I know the plans I have for you, He says. My plans are perfect. They're going to give you prosperity, purpose, self-worth, confidence, peace, love. And time again, we say no. I don't want anything to do with your plans. I like where I'm at. I like who I am. I've put myself in this position. I'm comfortable. But the problem is that we don't know what's best for us. We don't understand what really makes us happy. I have trust issues. When I was leaving my old school and coming here, I didn't trust God. How could I know that UCA was any better? All I knew is that I was leaving a bad situation. So when I came here, for the first couple months, I put up a front. I was slap happy with all the guys. It was a good deal. But I didn't want you to know the real ugly me. I didn't want to know the real you. I didn't want you to know where I had come from, and I didn't want to know your background. I didn't want to trust you, and I didn't want you to have to trust me. But I know that this is where God wants me. Because since I've been here, he's continually blessed me. And that's the cool thing about God, is that even when we've messed up and he's put us in a different situation to make us uncomfortable and rely on him, he still blesses us, even when we've messed up. And I've come to a school where I see all you guys caring. You care about each other. You care about your grades. You care about religion and God. And if not, you're at least interested in finding happiness and truth. The boys' dorm. Interesting place. Great guys. You know, you got the weirdos, which are awesome, by the way. I love all you weirdos out there. Thank you. We have the cool kids, and we have those guys who are laid back. And all together, it's just really fun to be with you guys. My hall, sorry everyone else, but Third West is the best. We have the best RA, because he's really tall, he's good looking, he speaks really well, he plays guitar, he swims, and he can dunk. My roommate is awesome. He's incredibly talented. He's extremely funny. And he's godly. I have a beautiful girlfriend here. And I'm challenged every day by the teachers. I'm no longer allowed to skate by. And most importantly, I've given God a chance. Now, the Israelites were equally blessed when they went to Babylon. They were given the opportunity to witness for God. Daniel was able to show that our God is more powerful than a den of hungry lions. He was able to show that our God is wiser than any wise men that the Babylonian kings had. And time again, he interpreted dreams through God. And then there were three teenagers who had the trust that I wish I could have. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. You guys know the story. They were able to witness for God in their refusal to bow down under punishment of death. And they trusted God through it all. And they were able to show that our God is more powerful than some flames. They were able to witness for God. They were given opportunity where they wouldn't have had it in their little comfortable life that they were in before. And here I am witnessing in front of you guys today. And I have no idea what I'm doing up here. I'm not perfect. I don't have it all together. My friends could tell you that. I haven't even been baptized. And I'm uncomfortable. I don't like being up here because I'm subjecting myself to your guys' judgment. I'm not comfortable with being vulnerable. I'm not comfortable letting you guys know that I have weaknesses. I'm not comfortable up here in these dress clothes. And I'm not comfortable giving you guys a message that I barely understand myself. I haven't enjoyed the past few weeks because it's been extremely stressful. Going back, writing my story, hasn't been fun. Delving into my relationship with God, my brand new relationship with God, and showing myself that I have insecurities, isn't fun. And I'm uncomfortable. But Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you, nor abandon you. I'm up here and I don't know what I'm doing. I'm up here and I'm uncomfortable. But it's showing me how to trust God. Guys, we live in a turbulent world. We live in a world that is always changing. It's never stopping. Society puts more and more pressure on our backs, telling us to live up to their standards, something that we could never do. And guys, what do we do in return? We put our trust in this world. We put our trust in society. We put our trust in each other. We put our trust in our friends, our parents, our teachers. And fact is, they're going to fail you every time because they're sinful. They're in our same boat. They're on their own journey. This world is going to fail you every time. But God won't. He will never fail you. He's the only thing that's going to remain. But here we are, sitting, listening to a talk that we may not even remember tomorrow. We're comfortable. We're happy. We're content. I'm content. We are all sinners. It's time to go out on a limb. It's time to give God a chance. It's time to trust God. It's time to get uncomfortable. It's time to get uncomfortable, guys, because we know God's got it covered.